Welcome to my car. The moon is over my left shoulder. No, sorry. Oh dear, start again, Paul. The moon is over my right shoulder. And I'm driving in a northerly direction. And the sun is going down to my left. And the gloom is moving in quite insistently. And the road is twisting. Whole series of S-bends. Yes, I'm on that back road again from Cork to Limerick. And the wonderful thing is that the dice has been rolled. There's no more I can do. I can't rush and pile and cram any more into it. I'm just on the road. I'm on the road again. Yeah, that was a song, wasn't it, from the 1960s. And of course, there's always Kerouac's On the Road, and there's always Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance to be present. But I'm under trees that are almost reaching across the road. Well, are actually reaching across the road to entwine themselves. And there is something plaintive about the twilight. Twilight of the evening. Damp and chilly. It's not very chilly. It's 4.5 degrees outside. Passing Ballylanders as we speak now, but I won't. I did some naming of places on this road recently. But I want to join with you all in remembering friends who are far away, and friends who from whom we're separated. And as an evening comes down, and before, you know, you get into the launch of Christmas, if you like, in preparation for it, really, I think there's some benefits in lifting myself out of the commercial, lifting myself out of the the social, and lifting myself into the imagination of the space and the gap and the that exists between me and others. And I mean, I have, for example, a first cousin in Brisbane in Australia who I never mention, a guy called Atty Omani. Lovely, lovely man. And I'm remembering his recitation of The Man from Snowy River around a table in Limerick several years. Well, it feels like a long time ago. It's probably only about 2.5 years ago. But the excitement and the energy that he brought to that. He's older than me. And his wife is an absolutely wonderful woman. And, you know, the instinct, well, lots of things are interesting about people, but it was a really joy to discover that her father had been the manager of the Australian cricket team in, I think, 1958, the touring team that came to England, 58. Now, those of you who are cricket lovers will understand the significance and the amazing connection. I mean, that particular cricket team was a stunning cricket team. But it's just nice to think of family a long way away. My sister in Arizona, in Scottsdale, Patricia. And I've had little bits of audio boo contact with her. And she's the best storyteller, by the way, in case you ever think I can tell a story or think that I am a walking storyteller. My sister is the one who's the star, really. Trish, if you listen to this, I really do mean that. You know I mean it. But she will have her family around her, I think, in Scottsdale. And to my shame, and I'll say it publicly, to my shame, I've never visited her in the United States. You know, it's crazy how many years, it's an embarrassingly long period of time since that she's been living over there. And, you know, I've never organized myself well enough for, you know, to just go and visit the people I'd love to visit. And so it's, you know, you have regrets in life all the time. But one of them is to just make contact with people. their family. I have my son in the UK celebrating his wedding on the 28th of December. I miss him a lot, and I'll be seeing him after Christmas, thank goodness, and be meeting his wife's family, and that'll be lovely. It'll be special, and nothing will be taken for granted. I haven't met them for ages and ages, and long, long time ago, long before marriage was ever considered lightly. Now I'm connected with their family, and there's a lot to be done to bond that connection together more firmly. And you know, we all have people that we're separated from, and who are a long way away. And it's good, very, very good, to bring them to mind. And to the great thing about Audioboo is that, in fact, the great thing about audio is you can actually record messages to them, and it doesn't have to be on Audioboo. I sometimes use the app, the voice app, or the memo app, I think it's called, a voice app on this smartphone, this iPhone. I'm sure there's another one for Android. And you can kind of, instead of sending somebody an email, you can send them a voicemail. And nobody particularly likes, I think, picking up the telephone and listening to the voice messages that have been left. I'm not trying to say people don't like listening to them, but they don't particularly like listening to them. But I really do believe that an individual voice message recorded and sent either via Audioboo or by an email is a special experience. And I've listened to quite a few myself, and I've been very moved by them. And the handy thing also is that in voice, you can just speak the way I'm speaking now. You can just speak, and you know, you don't have to have rehearsed it all, and you don't have to carefully craft it, and you don't have to, you know, go back and edit it like you do in an email. I mean, you don't have to edit your emails, but okay, I've got a weakness. I'm a bit particular about my writing. So, you know, I don't just throw any old thing down. But I do. Why do I think of Tim Nelligan over there in Wicklow? He's a good friend of mine who I saw once during the year, only met once in my life, and I think of him too. So if you're listening to this, Tim, I'm thinking of you. But I dare not open up the floodgates of all the people. So I more want to speak, share with you the feeling that I think we all have, which is that it's great to remember those from whom we're separated. And it isn't a disaster to be separated from people. You know, it's not the end of the world. It does give an opportunity for that little bit of distance between us to be bridged in some way. The reaching across. I think of that wonderful guy, Richard Bach, who wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull and several other books which are quite remarkable, Illusions being one. And I know Liz Strauss in Chicago liked that one. And there's a bridge across tomorrow, I think it's called. But Richard Bach, great, great guy. Got a lot from reading him. There's something about bridging the gap between people. I suppose living in Ireland, on an island off the west coast of Europe, knowing the history of the island and being very used to people moving away from Ireland. I mean, no matter how far back you go, people left Ireland and travelled. And, you know, there's both a tragic side to it when you say goodbye to somebody and you miss them, but there's also a great adventurous side to it, which is that they're going off into that great phrase, the wilderness of unopened life. The wilderness of unopened life. That is, just by the way, the particular phrase that probably, you know, did more than any other single phrase to make me an artist. There I've said it, I suppose you'd say. But the wilderness of unopened life, the potential that there is there in the adventure. And I suppose that's why I'm thinking of AJ Leon now, when I think of him and Melissa Leon, and last heard of in Georgia. But they're on this journey 1,080 days around the world and traveling, and I suppose we're all traveling and all on a journey, and this is a journey, and the dusk is deeper now, and in front of me is a white van heading in the same direction. Somebody's selling Ford motor cars, Dan Dooley to be exact. Reminds me of a great song, Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're dying to. It doesn't matter. Funny, because my daughter isn't in the car with me, I could hum a little ditty here. I mean, I can only do that when there's nobody else listening, really. I do have regrets in life, and one of them is that I think I'd have been a good singer, really. I think I'd have been a good singer if I could have, if I was able to sing, you know. I'd have had a heart for singing. Now I think of Jacqueline Carley. Great, great singer. I've hardly ever heard sing, to be truthful, but I kind of know she's a good singer. And anyway, you can find her on. Oh, look. Yeah, it's getting gloomy, dusky, darky. It's getting kind of coming in on us. It's, oh my goodness. Well, it's only nearly 5 o'clock. I have to be at my mother-in-law's table at 6. And I love my mother-in-law. And so I suppose I will do some more audio before Christmas. And I have a sort of debate I've not really started with myself about whether I'm going to disappear off all of the social media platforms and just be with family face to face and not reach out. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have done it in the past. I've, you know, taken a holiday completely. Haven't really thought it through, actually. I think I've been too engrossed in other matters to, and I haven't got any policy this year, so we'll see. We'll see. I'm just to give you an idea, I'm passing a 60 kilometer per hour speed zone. To those of you who like really short audio booze, of course you've turned off already, so I don't really, very hard to say something to you. But in case you would ever listen to this, I owe you a big apology, really. I'm the genre of really short audio booze suits me, but I don't practice it. I do write short poems. I'm into writing haiku, and I find the discipline of writing very short three-line poems in that particular style to be very liberating and to be quite a strong experience. You know, I really do have a yen for the short form. But so in that case, what's the contradiction in speaking like this? Because I think it's actually something about not knowing what's going to come next. And you know, if I knew what I was going to say to you next, well, I probably wouldn't say it. You know, it's that kind of a way. I think it's a mutual exploration that's going on, or a mutual experience that's going on. Well, they're not identical experiences, but we don't know what's going to happen next. You know, none of us know. I mean, we nearly had, well, we actually did have the end of the world this week, didn't we? And then the world started up again. So, you know, and I wouldn't want to double guess the Mayans. But I do have to say that I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm actually passing Scobie's Bar. It was established in the year 2000 by somebody called O'Callaghan. Very, very modern place, you know. But this isn't a modern little village. This is a very old form of village in Ireland. The villages in Ireland, as you drive through them, for the most part, are characterised by being alongside a street. They're not really like the English villages. English villages are clusters of houses, but the Irish villages are ribbons of houses. They stretch out along a road. Not sure what the sociological explanation for that would be, or what the, yeah, we'll call it anthropological, I was going to say, but, you know, why should Irish villages be stretch out? And if you go to Cotswolds in England, for example, you certainly don't go along long streets. You have got alleyways and cut-throughs and everything. So there we are. Well, look, the dusk is coming through, and I suppose it was the moon over my right shoulder that began the impulse to create this audio. I mean, I am a poet, and I do find that I'm influenced by things like a sudden impulse to connect with the moon over the right shoulder. And it's very different than the moon over the left shoulder, you see. And from a poet's perspective, a moon over the right shoulder is radically different, you know, entry into life than the other one. You know, and traveling north is, of course, different from traveling west. I mean, we all know what it's like to travel west, you know, go west, young man, and all that. I suppose it's not the case that I probably don't mean what I've just said. Traveling east. Marco Polo traveled east, didn't he? So did Napoleon. Well, I won't mention the other people I can think of who traveled east. I suppose I grew up in a West-centric world, where it was all about Brendan the Voyager sailing west and everybody else sailing west across the ocean. Perhaps Vasco da Gama went south. Portuguese went south, didn't they, really? They went down the coast of Africa. So did lots of other people. I mean, my knowledge of history is a bit sketchy, really. Well, it is very, very sketchy. But it has to be sketchy, because you can't possibly have a detailed knowledge of history. You'd never be able to use it. But I have a sort of sense of people sailing the Atlantic Ocean, going across, ending up in the Caribbean. And all that. I mean, I'm talking myself into incoherence, I suppose. Let's do one last thing. Let's just turn on the radio and see what's on in Ireland today, Sunday afternoon. Oh, no. Sorry. That was a CD.
Dolls, it'll talk and we'll go for a walk.
He's the hope for Janice and Jen.
And the mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That's it. Saying goodbye to you all now. I hope you've had a great journey and will continue on your own journey.
To sing right with it.